Do you like working outdoors? Are you keen to learn new skills by working alongside experts? And are you interested in archaeology and history? If you tick all those boxes, well, my next guest would like to hear from you. I'm joined in studio by Helen O'Carroll, who's curator and manager of the Kerry County Museum here in Tralee, and also by the county archaeologist, Michael Connolly. Good morning to you, Helen and Michael, both of you, for joining us. Tell us, why are you, first of all, Helen, why are you looking for people with these particular skill sets?
Well, this is part of Dig Tralee, which is this will be the second year that we're running it. And it's a community excavation, a community archaeological excavation and a site up in Knockanacouig, which is just in the outskirts of town. And basically what we are doing is digging into a site that we, up to last year, didn't know very much about. And we're doing it with the help of volunteers. So the idea is that the volunteers will work alongside the experts, get to find out a little bit more about how archaeology works, because unlike history, which is very accessible, anyone can go online and find straight away first-hand, you know, accounts and documents and all of that, it's not as easy with archaeology. You can't just stick a shovel in the ground and start digging. So this is an opportunity for people to get to see how the archaeologists do it.
At this stage, I'll bring in the county archaeologist, Michael Connolly. Michael, good morning. Tell us about this site at Knockanacouig on the western side of Tralee. Tell us something about this site, how old it is, what you found there already, and maybe what else you're hoping to uncover, possibly.
Good morning. As Helen has kind of said, that we didn't know a lot about it until last year. The site it has been levelled over the last number of years. I mean, you know, over a period of time, maybe of 100 years, it has been slowly eroded and levelled. So there's very little surface trace of it. It's recorded on the Record of Monuments and Places as a ring fort, but it's most certainly not. It's a very large enclosure, 160 metres in diameter, and it contained internally, from our excavations last year, we're pretty sure what it was a mound, a very large mound, about 5 metres in height, surrounded by a ditch. And underneath that mound, there were earlier features comprising, you know, wooden circles of wooden posts, and possibly a Neolithic monument was incorporated into the site. So we have radiocarbon dates from the excavations last year that range from the early Neolithic, say around 3600 BC, all the way up to the very early years of the last millennium. So you're talking about 40 AD, 50, 60 AD. So we know at this stage that it was in use for at least 4,000 years, and I wouldn't be surprised if it was in use right up until the early medieval period, say around 1200 AD.
And the aim of this project, the aim of this Dig Tralee event, is to get people involved, get volunteers involved to explore this prehistoric site, monument, and uncover what role it might have played in the origins of Tralee.
Yeah, basically it is to get local people involved in researching the history of their own area. The scale of the site, as I say, when you consider that it's over 160 metres in diameter, and the area where we're excavating this year, the mound area itself is about 50 metres in diameter. It's a large area, and we wouldn't have the resources to carry out these excavations without volunteers, but it also offers them a chance to become invested in uncovering the story of this site, which has basically been, you know, erased or removed from the landscape and from public memory, or, you know, historic memory and all that sort of thing, to bring it back into focus as kind of a, you know, an important archaeological site where people gathered and carried out rituals and all that sort of thing in previous generations back into their community.
Helen, if people are interested in getting involved, interested in volunteering for Dig Tralee and to volunteer for exploring the site at Knockanacouig in Tralee, what do you need to do? There's a gathering, or there's a meeting on Tuesday next.
Yeah, we have an opening evening in The library are very kindly giving us their facilities up there. We're being very ambitious. We think we might get a bigger turnout than we could cope with in the museum. And basically, what we're going to do is show... We made a little short film about the dig last year. And it's an opportunity for the volunteers who were involved last year to see themselves on the big screen and to thank them as well for their participation. And we're inviting anyone who's interested to come along and hear more about it. And Michael's going to talk about what we found last year and what we hope to find this year. And the other thing is to say that we didn't know what we were getting into last year, so we just did 2 weeks. So this year it's going to be 5 weeks. So there, last year we had more people than we could, than places, you know, more people interested than we could give places to. So this year we're hoping to, I mean, that'll probably be the same again this year, but we're hoping we'll be able to take on more people. And just one other thing to say as well, Tressa, is that this could not happen without the cooperation and the enthusiasm of the Clifford family, who've just been fantastic in they're the landowners, and they have been really supportive in and genuinely interested and enthusiastic about what we're doing up there. So I'd like to just acknowledge them for that.
So this is taking place, the meet, if you're interested in taking part in the Dig Tralee, come along to Kerry County Library in Moidirwell Tralee, 7 p.m. Tuesday. Find out more. How many places would you hope to make available? Is it possible to say at this stage? It may not be.
It's kind of not possible. We won't know until we see how many people are there, but we'll do our best. And the other thing is, I mean, everyone mightn't be able to get to Tralee or mightn't be able to come out on Tuesday evening, but if you want more information, there's plenty on our website and on our Facebook page. If you want to go the more old-fashioned route, you can come into the museum and we have a brochure, or give us a ring, and just pop in and we can talk to you about it as well, and we'll have brochures. I'll probably put them up in the library as well, and that. And the open evening is one thing, but there are plenty. And the closing date for expressions of interest is the 19th of April as well. So
April 19th.
Yeah. Yeah, you just get that across.
And how do you get in contact to say I'm interested in getting involved? Do you have to go to the meeting, or can you email or call or go online?
You can go online. You can email info@kerrymuseum.ie. You can ring us 066-71-27777, or you can just call into us in the Ash Memorial Hall into the museum. And there are a range of options. You know, 3 days, 5 days, 10 days, or longer will be available for people to volunteer. So, and we're trying to do it earlier than last year, so people can book holidays if they want to, or book a holiday to dig in the muck for a week or two. I'm sure that's everyone's dream.
Could a family get involved? Could children get involved? Or is this like solely for adults, really?
I mean, we'd love to, but it's just, it's like a lot of community archaeological excavations are on sites that are, you know, people kind of know the story and they know what to expect. We're still at the stage, we don't know what to expect. So it's a serious research excavation, so that demands a lot of us. So we're restricting it to over 18s at the moment. Okay. But we would hope to maybe during the course, maybe during Heritage Week, have an open event and get people to see. But that's not confirmed yet.
And back to Michael Connolly, the county archaeologist for Kerry. Michael, there's one theory that maybe who knows, because it's all a mystery still, that Knockanacuy could well be where the town of Tralee began long before the Normans arrived and established an urban centre here.
Well, so we can say that the dates from last year indicate that it is older than the Norman, you know, settlement of Tralee. But sites of this sort of scale would normally be, and what we think is going on at Knockanacuig is that it is a tribal centre, possibly a centre where a tribe that ruled or ruled the area around Tralee gathered at certain times of the year and carried out, possibly just meetings in regarding to the politics and all that of the area, and possibly religious rituals as well. So from that point of view, there are a number of sites around Tralee that have produced dates earlier than the Norman settlement, but in this case, this does appear to have been maybe a tribal centre and may have been where the first, if you like, burghers or mandarins of Tralee may have actually gathered at certain times a year.
A thrilling phrase to end on, a great sentence to end on. Thank you so much for joining us this morning, County Archaeologist Michael Connolly and Helen O'Carroll, who's Curator Manager of Kerry County Museum. If you're interested in getting involved in that big dig, the archaeology initiative, find out more, go to Kerry County Library, Mind Your Well Tralee, Tuesday next, 7 p.m.